and that invisible crown.
Linda Array is a certified life coach and motivational speaker who has coordinated the Miss Africa USA pageant and is a regular contributor to corporate training. She is also among a growing number of African immigrants who are serving in the U.S. Armed Force, a move, she says, her Cameroonian parents did not expect her to make with a U.S. college degree.
My dad, he wanted me to go to pharmacy school or medical school and stuff like that, and he felt this probably wasn't his very happy moment. But that is long changed because he's very proud of the woman that I've become and the military woman that I've become.
Array is the chief information officer and security manager for the 436th Medical Group at one of the Air Force's biggest bases here in Dover, Delaware.
It is imperative that our pilots are able to be seen quickly and being able to return to flying status if for some reason that they were sick and not being able to do that. So the national security mission is ultimately tied to what she's doing.
Array says serving the U.S. military is everything she hoped it would be.
I actually want a career where I can make a difference. And I feel sitting in this chair and this role as a chief information officer or medical service corps officer as a whole, I am doing just that.
Array pulled together her experience in the Air Force as a motivational speaker and as a wife and a mother to write Memoirs of a Working Mother, subtitled Fighting for Balance, Managing Expectations, and Channeling Love. She says the book is dedicated to working mothers who are trying to create sanctuaries of love for their families and to thrive outside of home, guilt-free.
I'm looking for this book to be able to help me find that balance, like it says, because that's most important for us women when we have so many roles to play in life.
She inspires me to write my own story, to write about my own life.
Array's brother, Dr. Takor Arenbi, says his sister's life shows what's possible.
Sometimes you have these conflicts between doing your job well and being a mom. That work-life balance that she talks about, that's where that had to come in place, because you can't be a great mom at the same time while you be a great airman. Something has to give.
There you go.
Array's husband, Tane Quente, says her drive shows their daughters there are no limits.
I tell her every day, you know, that I want to see her, you know, as far as even being a general one day. She's got the full length, you know, to thrive and get that. And I think that will just mold our daughters too. When they see that mommy going out there, you know, in that uniform and, you know, protecting the nation or standing for the U.S. Air Force and, you know, doing her thing, I think they'll follow suit.
Array says her career's success is in its balance, having a family who supports her, colleagues who share her drive for women's empowerment, and a military that values the contributions of immigrants. Arzuma Kampaure, VOA News, Dover, Delaware.